to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. And today, I felt a little sick. Didn't really know if I really wanted to do a review, so I had to call on my nurse, which is la enfermera. So in Spanish, la enfermera is the nurse. So la enfermera is a Tempranillo from the Toro region of Spain. So I had a taste for a Tempranillo, and I was getting a very high acidic, spicy pasta. And I always go toward either my Tempranillo or a Sangiovese. And this one was a very low-cost wine that we got at Total Wines. And I said, let me give it a try. It was on sale, and the guy was there and said, hey, look, this is one of them that we got in, but it's very low-cost, so could you tell me how that tastes? And I said, if I come back around, I'll let you know, buddy. But it wasn't really one of my priorities to let him know. I'll tell him, go watch the video. But anywho, I wanted to come around and I wanted a Tempranillo because I drank a lot of those often because I love pasta. So what I wanted to do is to make sure I had it and talk through it. And my Tempranillos never really stay on my shelf that long. And especially those, the Sangiovese, maybe the Chianti a lot longer, but the Tempranillo is really one of my favorites that I actually really try and drink through. So this one is a $9.99 price point that I bought it from. I think on the internet it actually have an internet price of the same. So this was really interesting, but it's from Spain. You know, it's always high acidic. You know, we normally have something that will always have some high acidity, really intense, really bold. So I wanted to grab this and look at that color, you know, almost deep, got that purplish color inside of that. You know, this lighting isn't as good as it should be, but I can see it. If you don't see it, I can see it. So let's roll this. I let it breathe for about 2 minutes before I started trying to get the video going, but let's get a whiff of this and see what flavors are coming out of that as well. Really bold. You know what? This is interesting. It just popped up. Plum. Really have like a plum, almost a peel. What kind of peel? Like almost like a orange or a citrus peel. Some kind of citrus peel. It has that flavor right there, which is like really cool. But really, yeah, it's pretty cool. It got a lot of like a deep plum aroma on that. So let's get a taste. So you get that acidity right there. Get that alcohol taste over there. It's not really, it's a light body. I say a medium body. They have it as a light body. I don't have it as a light body. I say medium. It has some spices. You can taste the spices up inside of here. I lean on the medium side. The tannins are pretty cool. It's really, and always when I say the tannins, I always want to see what it feels like as it sits on my tongue or how it sits in my mouth. So I can tell how heavy the tannins are, what it does and what it feels like. Because remember, when you talk about tannins, it's a feel as opposed to a taste. And the acidity is the other one. But yeah, it's not heavy acidity, and it's really the light tannins. So it's really, really good. But it has the acidity, just like most Tempranillos are. Has that plum. And, you know, it has some spices within this. So, for the price point, very good wine. Very good wine for the price point. If you was paying anything over $12, $15 going into the 20 range, this would be like, you know, this is what they didn't. It's not balanced the way it should be. This is a slight balance. You don't have a lot of the acidity, but you don't have a lot of the tannins. But from a Tempranillo, you normally get a high value of acidity on there with some bold red fruits or dark fruits on there. And then that spice is just boom, hitting you like that. This one isn't that. It's a level down from that, but it makes it kind of different. But you know you're drinking a Tempranillo though. So that's what I like. When I know I'm drinking a Tempranillo, but it's not as intense as most, but has a sense of intensity. So really good wine. La Infinera, as she lays me down and takes my temperature. The Nurse does really, really well for me. So if you like The Nurse, try it out. It's a good price point. Nice little addition to your collection. So really worth it. So check it out. La Infinera, Tempranillo 2016, Toro Region, from the Toro Region. I'm Urban Wine Life every Friday. Check us out for our wine reviews and any type of specials we have. Then go to urbanwinelife.com for all of the reviews. That's the website. Go to Urban Wine Life for all downloads of the podcast, Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, so you can see it. You can check it out and you can see the bottle, what you get. Make sure you see it and say, hey, if I'm looking for it, what does it look like? You know what I mean? And look at that, 93 points. Bam! I wasn't lying. This joint is worth it. So, really, rate it really high, too. So, really worth it. Urban Wine Life, check us out. And we'll see you next time. Thank you very much. Goodbye!